So the question was, who are you? And the answer was, I am consciousness. I mean, this is sort of one of the core spiritual questions. Who are you? Who am I? What we tend to do when we hear that question is to look for things that I am. You know, I am a human being. I am male. I am parent. I am teacher. I am whatever it is. I am British. And we start, they're all things that we use to describe ourselves. And so when you first ask people that question, they normally go to that. They go to their history, they go to their personality, they go to the roles they play in life, which in a way are all to do with how other people see us. We're reflecting back, other people see us. I see you as a person of a certain gender, certain age. But when we look inside ourselves, and this is the real purpose of the question, when we look inside ourselves, there's a different sense of I that is always there, that hasn't changed. The I that I am can change. You know, our nationality can change, our names can change, our jobs can change. We can even change our gender these days. All of that can change. But the I hasn't changed. There's an I that has not changed. There's that deeper sense of I which has been there all your life. I mean, we sometimes say, you know, I am not the same person I was 20 years ago. I am not the same person I was 20 years ago. If you look at that, there's actually two senses of self in there. There's the self that has changed. You know, over the years, my values have changed, my thoughts have changed, many things have changed. So I am not the same person I was. And yet the I, you're also referring to an I that has been there all along. And there's that sense of I which is the same I you had 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you had when you were a teenager, you had when you were a kid, if you can remember. That has never changed. It doesn't. I mean, when I look inside myself, that deeper sense of I is always the same. It never changes. That is my inner essence. That is the essence of my own inner being, is that sense of I, which I know so well, and doesn't have any particular qualities. That is the I that actually knows experience. And so we can, for the sake of argument, and this isn't actually true in the final analysis, but for the sake of argument, we could say there is the world of experience, and I don't just mean the physical world, there is all the physical world we experience, and including that also my thoughts, my feelings, my intuitions, all of that is part of my experience. And there is the knowing of that experience. There is that which knows the experience. And that is what's often called the pure self or the true self, the self that is knowing the experience. It's the self that is right now knowing this experience, that is knowing the feeling in my body of sitting in the chair, that knows the thoughts that are going through my mind. It is the knower, if you like, that knowing of experience. And that sense of self, the knower, hasn't changed. What is known changes the whole time. And that's one of the senses of absolute and relative in spiritual teaching. The relative world is what is changing. So the relative world is all the forms, the experiences, the thoughts, they're all changing. The absolute is the unchanging. And so the absolute is that sense of being, we could call it being, though because it is first person, it's more, I think, aming is a better word. Aming, as opposed to being, the verb to be, you know, there is what is out there, but what when we become personal, because this sense of knowing has this deep, deep, deep sense of I. It is very, very personal. And so it actually is more like amming rather than being. I think of it as amming. That I always am, you know, A-M-I-N-G or A-M hyphen I-N-G. So that deep sense of I am is always there. That deep sense of I am is that which knows experience. And that never changes. Never changes. It's always the same. And I would suggest it's the same for you as it is for me. Because that deep sense of I am doesn't have any way of defining it. It's a feeling, we know it. It is deeply personal, deeply familiar. And when I start talking about it, everybody says, oh yes, I know that. We all know it. It's so familiar. But there's no label we can put on it. You know, the name is a label we put on it. The gender is a label we put on it. The role is something we put on it. So this sense of I am has no particular individual qualities. And so that suggests to me that what I experience, what I know as my I amness, is exactly what you know as your I amness. So to come back to the answer that was given by your friend, I would say, yes, that's close to say I am consciousness, but we have to be a little careful because we are in danger of making the I am something. And the fact we use consciousness as a noun, we make I am something called consciousness. So I would suggest reframing that answer as I am the knowing of all experience. I am that which is conscious of my experience. I am that which is aware of this moment right now, and this moment right now, and this moment. So I am that which is aware. Which is, it's a slight shift from I am consciousness, but I think, you know, when we're really getting down to what is the truth, it's just an important modification.